We're meditating in Psalm 149 today. Please turn there with me. Psalm 149, like the past several, and the next one, which is the last in the book of Psalms, starts out and ends up, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. Well, this, for many people, is a difficult psalm for several reasons. Number one, it seems like the following psalm and several others to demand the use of musical instruments, and we believe that the scriptures as a whole say that the people of God in the current administration of the covenant of grace are not to use them. So what do we do with these verses? What do we do with Psalm 150? We'll look at it a little more fully next time, next week, God willing. So I won't spend a lot of time on that today. Suffice it to say that we believe we have a scriptural warrant, a scriptural demand to sing with the voice only now in this time of the new covenant. Secondly, what do we do with this bloody stuff here that sounds like, well, something Muhammad would have written in the Quran? Well, it's simply this. We are identified with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the head. We are his body. He, as the mediatorial king, first set forth in the very second of all the Psalms, in Psalm 2, which we'll be looking at fairly soon. He is king of all things. He is, as we well know, Zion's only king and head. He is the only king and head of the church, as the mediator, the God-man, the one whom God has set upon his throne. But he is also, as well, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he rules over the nations, even if they do not or will not acknowledge him. There are many outlaws and criminals who do not, by their actions, acknowledge the legitimacy and the rule of our own civil government. Does that mean just because they murder and steal and whatever else that somehow the government, whether it be locally, state, or federal, has nothing to do with them? What an absurd question. They are not a law unto themselves. They are not independent of true law. No, rather, they are scoffing at it. They are defying it. And it is so for the wicked nations of the earth, whether they be secularist or statist or communist or Mohammedan or Buddhist or Hindu or whoever, whatever else. Though they will not yet acknowledge him, he rules as king. There are those who submit to him, and again, I'm kind of anticipating, I'm starting over again in a couple of weeks, I'm anticipating getting to Psalm 2 in about 3 weeks here. But he is the one that must be kissed. He is the one who must be yielded to. Or else, well, here in Psalm 149, The sword is theirs. The sword is theirs. Yet he offers to save them. He offers to rule over them with justice and with mercy. But if they do not yield, they'll be like what we'll look at in a few weeks. Clay pots, just like a flower pot, children, smacked with a piece of rebar, smacked with a rod of iron. It shatters. It doesn't stop the iron rod. And so when we look here at the destruction promised, or maybe I should say threatened to the nations, this is with the understanding that we do it in Jesus Christ. It is He who brings destruction upon those who will not yield to Him. It is He who brings the judgment. And we rejoice in His work in bringing all things under Himself. This is why we can start by saying hallelujah. This is how we can end this by saying hallelujah. Because King Jesus reigns. King Jesus rules. The God-man, the mediator, rules over all things for the sake of His church and to the glory of His Father. Well, we have no options in our current psalm book on what to sing. It's Psalm 149. No A, B's, or Z's, or anything else. So let's turn to Psalm 149 and sing it with rejoicing, knowing that our King is bringing all things under Himself for the sake of the church. Psalm 149.